Is there a vacation in your future? Stephanie Turner is the president and CEO of Brentwood Travel and is our guest today. Stephanie, so good to see you.
Look awesome.
Thank you. Why do people need a travel agent these days?
Well, you know, if you go on the internet, which everybody does, and you search around, it's not going to really love you back. I always say to people, it's easy to find things, and I do like people doing their homework. But there's nothing like having a human being who's vested in you. And, you know, I always said to my staff, making the booking's the easy part. It's all the details that come afterwards. And with airlines today, there's always issues. And, you know, you get to your hotel, there could be something. We're always there for our people. We're 24/7 available to our clients. And it's one of us that you talk to. So
Stephanie, who pays a travel agent?
Well, most of the time, it's going to be the supplier still. There are times where we do charge the client. When it's airline tickets, there's a fee, a processing fee for airline tickets because airlines no longer pay us. And if we're doing a very customized kind of trip, which is really involved, and we're picking one from column A and one from column B, and it's very time-consuming, there will be a charge for that.
Do people do tours as much anymore, or do people normally just go off on individual vacations?
I think it depends on the people.
Really?
So, I see you have some specials listed on your website now about Ireland and Britain.
We always have different specials on our website. And there's, you know, when you asked about tours, a lot of people like to go with a group. They like it organized. They like someone to meet them. They want to be with a group of people. Sometimes you don't speak the language. If you go on your own, you sometimes miss out on the history. But I think what's neat today is people can do it a combination of ways. We can easily customize tours. I mean, there's tours that we don't have to charge extra for that are easy to customize because they're locations and destinations and people are, they're going to be good travelers. There's other people that probably should be part of it, whether it's a large group or a small group. It is kind of nice to have that camaraderie.
So, Stephanie, how do you pack for a 10-day trip? Carry-on or checked baggage? What's the secret?
Yeah, I try to do carry-on. 10 days, it's pushing it there, Jennifer. But I've gotten much better over the years. And what I tell people is black is a wonderful color. Your fabrics that you choose should all be easily foldable and thin, if possible. And today there's so many great non-wrinkleable fabrics that are out there. I use those packing cubes because it makes it really easy to travel. So you can either, whatever's your best thing, you can put all your pants together, all your shirts together. When my husband and I get someplace or if I'm one of the people in my office, it's just easy to pull out the cubes that you need. People put them together by outfits. Mm-hmm. And the biggest nemesis to most people is all the liquid kind of things. So,
right.
Well, you just have to learn to carry things in smaller containers. So I don't take a big thing of hairspray. I may take two small ones. If you're checking your bags, you can put a hairspray or things like that in your suitcase, but it weighs more. So I've just kind of learned to do smaller containers and throw away those little cans when I'm done with them. Today, all the stores sell a variety of brands. If you have to have your favorite brand, go buy a plastic bottle and put some in it.
Any travel ideas for our listeners who have just retired and, of course, would like to start traveling?
Absolutely. First of all, the advantage of being retired is you can go whenever you want, hopefully. So you can take advantage of a little bit of the off-season when prices might be a little lower. But on the other side, I would say people have had things on their bucket list for all those years they were working and couldn't quite get to it. So think about doing those kind of things before you're too far along to do the things that you like to do or that have been your dream. But, you know, today there's wonderful river cruises. Cruising is always popular. Again, a variety of tours, destinations that you might like, all-inclusive programs where you don't have to worry about where are we going for dinner tonight, or if you're a foodie, where are we going for dinner tonight? So I just say when you're retired, take advantage of the time while you feel good and get out there, whether it's Alaska, Hawaii, the West Coast, the national parks, or overseas. Europe is a great destination. South America is blossoming. I mean, the world is out there, and it's an amazing place, really.
You beat me to it because I was about to ask you, when I think cruise, and I've been on just a couple, I think big boat, go to the Bahamas, go to Alaska, whatever.
Nah.
But the river cruises, that has become infinitely more popular over the last few
years.
My
husband says if he could do nothing but a river cruise, that's what he would do because he can find his way around so easily.
Explain them a little bit. What do you do?
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot in the U.S., but we do have some. But over in Europe, for example, or in South America, or even in Asia, you get on the riverboat, and let's say you're on the Danube, you might board the ship like in Passau, and you sail to various cities and small communities along the Danube River. We went to Vienna and spent the evening there, so we got to see a concert in Vienna. We ended in Budapest and spent time in Budapest. And in between, there were some wonderful, interesting historic cities. People go on the Rhine, they do the French rivers. I'm looking to do a group to Portugal and do the Douro River. I mean, the rivers, really, there's many endless combinations. It's usually 150 to 200 passengers tops. And so it's easy to meet people. The food is generally really good. It's not the least expensive way to travel, but when you look at the price, remember that all your excursions are included, all your food's included. Some of the river cruise companies have the alcoholic beverages included. So there's many price points and there's many different ways for people to do it. It's a great, really a great way to travel.
Stephanie Turner is the president and CEO of Brentwood Travel. Mid-August, what are the best deals right now?
Wow. I would say if you're going to talk about getting away now or booking now to go get away later, if you just want to get away at the last minute.
Right.
Well, if there's still some space for Alaska, that's a great destination. It's coming to its end. It ends someplace around the first or second week in September. So that's a good place to think about. Actually, Europe is a little bit in transition at this point because the kids are going back to school. And so people with families and young people are going away, you know, are done going away. But the fall, seniors haven't started yet to travel, which to me is my favorite time to go to Europe. But this is a good time. Europeans are actually going on vacation. So you'll see a lot of good values at this time of year for Europe. So I think those are two really good destinations.
I see that hotels in St. Louis are almost booked up because of the eclipse.
Wow. My brother is coming in from California. He's an eclipse groupie. And so he really got me into this. Plus, Brentwood Travel is the official agency for the eclipse. But it's been a huge project. And I think we're going to be amazed at what's going on here next week.
And I read Airbnb's bookings are up 300%.
Oh, I can believe it. I mean, almost every hotel around here is pretty full, and the traffic's going to be pretty heavy, but it's going to be an exciting experience, so I hope St. Louis shows its best self.
Stephanie, any tips for fearful flyers who might be traveling, you know, over 3 hours? How to survive a flight that without feeling awful?
I prepare for a flight by making it, it's kind of a little project, but if you have an iPhone or some kind of a smartphone or some kind of a music thing, I think that's really important so that you get your favorite music on it and you put on your earphones and you can kind of go to another world. Take some of your favorite reading material. Today with iPhones and iPads, you can download your own TV shows and movies. And really, it makes the time go by a lot faster. Also, take your own snacks, because unless you're in the front of the plane, on longer flights, they may feed you, especially overseas. But I always like to have nuts or trail mix or something like that with me. Maybe take a piece of fruit, whatever you like, maybe your favorite sandwich. It's okay. Potato chips, if that makes you happy. It's a time to feel good. You
potato
know?
Chips always make me happy.
Sure. And dress comfortably, but not like a total slob, because then people don't appreciate that.
She was looking at me when she said that.
No. But I've been on many flights, so I see everything.
And one thing I ran into, if you're on a flight that's more than about 5 hours, you can get 4 ounces is the limit on liquid? It's something like that. It's 3 ounces or 3.5.
Once you go past security, you can buy liquid.
Visine and the little saline spray for your nose. You get dried out.
You
like
do.
Crazy.
And even a little moisture. And yes, 3 ounces per bottle in a quart size bag
and those
is
are
the limit.
Teeny bottles.
No, they're not so small. I'm actually surprised how much 3 ounces is sometimes.
Yeah. But you can get away with a little bottle of Visine.
You can, or those little squeeze things of lotion. They're nice to have.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to get up and walk around, right?
But that's a challenge. I mean, they always say that, but, you know, the airlines don't like you getting up and walking around a lot. But get up and use the facility so you have to walk to the back of the plane or the front of the plane. And I do like stretches while I sit in my seat. I twist my ankles around one direction and then the other. And as long as you don't poke the person in front of you or behind you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just mention one thing. There's a lot of discussion on this. I am a believer in do not put your seat back on these airplanes now. The seats are so close together. And if you want to release it just slightly, take a little cushion to put behind your back. But it's really horrible for the person who sits behind the person who lowers their seat back. So I'm on that side of the fence when it comes to people lowering their seats, and thank you for letting me say that.
You bet. As a travel agent, do you still work with a lot of people who go on driving vacations, who are driving themselves to some place, but they still want to know what to do when they get there?
We do. Probably not as much, but we do. I have clients who are going to Chicago or Florida or wherever, and they want help with the hotels. You know, the thing is, when you asked about a travel agent before, when you use a travel agent, we are connected to so many hotels. So I've had hoteliers say, when you go on the internet and you book with certain sites, you're going to get the worst rooms in the house, because that's how they're getting rid of them.
Right next to the
elevator
shaft.
They might be a little cheaper, but they're going to get rid of them.
Yeah.
When you deal with us, we contact those hotels, and we make sure our people have the best rooms in the category whenever possible. We put amenities in their rooms. We get them upgraded when it's possible. So that human touch, it's person to person. It really makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And what about train travel?
Well, I love train travel in Europe. I have not, honestly, done train travel in the U.S. for a while. It's how I used to go visit my grandma when I was a kid. But I think train travel is a great way to look out on the world. Out of St. Louis, it's a little more difficult. You have to connect up, just like you do with air, to many places. But doing the West Coast, doing Canada, there's some awesome train trips in Canada. And awesome train trips in the U.S., but more East Coast and out to the West Coast and down the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Although I like St. Louis to Chicago. Taking the train.
Well, it's an easy way to get there. And honestly, it doesn't take any longer than going to the airport, right?
I know, and it's relaxing. Bring on your own food and drinks, and the security's not the same. Maybe that will change, but
In Europe, it hasn't changed totally. I mean, they watch it pretty carefully. But
Stephanie Turner, the president and CEO of Brentwood Travel, it's so good to see you and talk to you.
So good to see you, too.
Website?
Oh, www.brentwoodtravel.com.